The University of Arkansas's Community Design Center last week received a $30,000 grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. As Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis reports, the center aims to use the money to sculpt the future of downtown Fayetteville.
The grant in question is a planning and design grant that Steve Luoni, director of the Community Design Center, says will go toward a project aimed at creating a core arts center district in the downtown entertainment area.
And basically there are two components, a streetscape plan for West Avenue south of Dixon that will look at a street that really is made for traffic right now, but with our design hopefully become more pedestrian-oriented and becomes a street that hosts festivals and parades. The second component is preparation of a mixed-use development, mostly of housing, including housing for artists on the what is now currently a surface parking lot for the Walton Arts Center.
The project is similar in nature to another community design center project, Little Rock's so-called Creative Corridor, a project that reimagined four blocks of that city's main street as the cultural heart of Little Rock. Luoni says that many techniques can be used for redesigning a streetscape, such as Fayetteville's West Avenue, into a usable public space.
It's looking at street configuration so that the street really is designed as a room, which involves containing the street with landscape or structures, adding to pedestrian amenities, maybe through public art, rethinking the surface of the street through decorative pavers or painting or a variety of things that will make it feel like a plaza in a room in which one is contained.
But the Community Design Center won't be creating the plan for the core arts district in a vacuum. The City of Fayetteville and residents will have input, as will the Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce. Steve Clark, president of the Fayetteville Chamber, says that the public planning phase could touch on many areas of importance.
That deals with everything from transportation and traffic, as it deals with infrastructure that includes water and sewer and the other things that are a part of what's in the entertainment district. As you know, there's an old creek that runs down there that's been covered up, and just a little bit of that sees the light of day now. And there, that land down there has some rock formations, but they're not everywhere. And so all those things kind of play into as the city thinks about development. But that plays into very specifically as you design either venues for arts and entertainment or you design housing or retail for arts and entertainment.
Clark says that the planning for the core arts district fits in with current and planned development in the immediate vicinity, and that planning could be a boon for attracting other businesses to the district.
We know that the most vibrant and attractive cities in the United States and in the world are those that have a strong arts district. So this planning is going to be helpful for either entrepreneurs who are looking to invest or to expand their investment, to entrepreneurs who are looking to build housing, which walkable, livable cities has always been the goal for Fayetteville, and this will help address some of that issue, particularly in the entertainment district, and as that spills over both up to the square and then also to the campus.
Though it will be some time before the overall master plan for the heart of Fayetteville's arts district is complete, the concept is already being implemented. As you already know, the Walton Arts Center has announced its plans for a $20 million upgrade to its Dixon Street campus. One of the main features of the project is an expanded lobby that Terry Trotter, Chief Operating Officer of Walton Arts Center, says will do more than just add more breathing room for crowds during intermission.
One of the neat things about the concept is not just making the lobby space bigger, but creating this connection between Dixon Street and the Walton Arts Center lobby so that they naturally flow together so that you can see what's happening on Dixon Street and conversely you can see from Dixon Street what's happening in the Arts Center. Right now they're a little bit separated and we really want to be part of that. We want to be part of the streetscape. We want the Arts Center to be a real integral part of the action happening on Dixon Street.
Creating a stronger connection to street activity is only one part of the development associated with the Walton Arts Center expansion. Other upgrades include the parking deck on the southwest corner of the Arts Center campus and expansion of Star Theater. Luoni says that the overall Arts Center expansion, in addition to other developments in the area, all make this an opportune time to look at creating an anchor to the Arts District, an anchor that would pull together otherwise scattered developments, generating higher foot traffic for everyone involved. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.